understand, but they've chased young families away because of what they've said to them, and they feared not only the health of their children, but they feared about the threats because it is a small community. And you just don't know what somebody might do. But like Rachel and Chris and I and others, we know that you have to make a stand, and I'm not afraid to, you know. I'm not afraid to, and I'm not going anywhere. So I just want the air cleaned up. You know, if you look online, there are 7 Superfund sites right here in the Dalles. And when I posted that online, they threatened to block me because that wasn't the kind of information that they needed on public site. And I'm thinking that's exactly what they need. We've got all that right here in the Dalles, and we're focusing on this for the health issue. It's imperative that we get this changed and get the air cleaned up out here, or, you know, families won't stay here. It's a horrible risk, and children are getting sick when they're out playing. So that's our goal, is to educate people, bring them in and have them, you know, learn some facts, and maybe we'll be able to bring some people onto, not really our side, but just understanding why we're doing this, that there's a real issue here. It's not just an odor.
Tomorrow's rally, Friday, will take place at 5 p.m. on the corner of 2nd and Union Street in the Dalles. To find out more about the ongoing issue and how you can support these activists, visit whatsthatsmell.life or check out the group's Facebook page at the Dalles Air Coalition.
Journalist Zaha Jamil travels to Portland tomorrow to speak about the increasing urgency of climate disruption. Jamil is the guest of Physicians for Social Responsibility and will keynote their event honoring the high school student winners of the 2016 Greenfield Peace Writing Scholarship. The students wrote on how would a successful movement to confront climate change help create a more just and peaceful world. The event is free and open to the public, Friday, April 29th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the First Unitarians Church Buchan Reception Hall at 1226 Southwest Salmon Street in Portland. KBOO's Lisa Loving spoke with Jamil yesterday about the event. The two will also be speaking tomorrow during KBOO's News and Public Affairs Day.
Dar, you've done a lot of reporting. You've done reporting actually halfway across the world, but currently your focus is on climate change. So you're going to be coming to Portland. You're going to be doing a talk. What will you be speaking on?
Primarily, I want to focus on basically the abrupt nature of the climate disruption that is happening to the planet right now. It's happening. Everyone's obviously acutely aware that it's happening, but what I want to really focus on is how fast it's actually happening. It's really progressing along with such rapidity at this point. Just to give you an idea, that it took from the advent of industrialization until October of last year to raise the planetary temperature 1 degree Celsius. And then it took just from last October until last month, a period of less than half a year even, to raise the planetary temperature another half a degree C. So granted, this is a bit of an anomaly. It's a very overheated El Nino, and there's a lot of other factors as to why it spiked so high so fast, and it will probably drop at least a little bit before it starts going back up again. But point being is, I think that gives people in general a little bit of an idea of how fast it's progressing and the seriousness of the situation that we're in.
We have at KBOO Community Radio, we've been covering this issue of climate change, climate disruption for years now. And our formerly daily newspaper was carrying commentaries about how the whole thing is fake up until about last year or so. So I wanted to ask you, why is this message so hard to get people to absorb on the policy level?
Well, I think in general, as humans, it's such a difficult topic for any of us to really get our heads around and really kind of feel the level of immediacy that we need to feel, is because of obviously the scope of the problem. I mean, it's such a massive scale that we're talking about. It's unlike any other human problem that we've ever had to deal with, where there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. I mean, this is just such a scale that I think it's just difficult for so many people to grasp. But on a policy level, when we talk about, especially on a federal level, the fact that more than half of our political representatives in Washington, D.C. are either climate deniers or climate skeptics because they're basically bought and paid for by the fossil fuel industry, meaning that over half of Americans are literally represented by someone who doesn't even believe, that is being paid to not believe that this is even happening and to deny it. That's a real problem. And so that's why we have a tremendous lack of political will in this country to deal with it in a very profound and immediate way, as the problem is beckoning to be dealt with. And it's basically because they're being paid not to do so. And they're obviously being very loyal to the people giving them this money. And as the old saying goes, it's awful hard to get a man to believe something he's being paid not to believe.
Dar Jamail, many KABU listeners, especially longtime listeners, will remember your name and your reporting in the oil wars, I'm going to say, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then you also did some coverage of the BP disaster. And I just wanted to ask you, as your career has brought you to this place, I feel as if you yourself have traveled a trajectory of destruction of the oil and gas industries and the policies that the United States has put in place to maintain control over that. Can you talk about that a little bit? What are really the roots of what we're looking at right now?
Well, that's a very interesting point, and it certainly wasn't necessarily by design that my journalistic career has been tied together in the way that you just put it, but that is exactly what's happened, and that's obviously not by accident, though, per se, because it's a situation where literally the use of fossil fuels in all its capacities, driving these wars, both wars in Iraq and what's ongoing and so many other wars around the planet, as well as simply the emissions. I mean, in another war-related link is that the single biggest emitter of CO2 into the atmosphere is the U.S. military, bigger than any country on the planet. And then, of course, just the fact that the global economy now is essentially run on oil, and all these being tied together. I mean, it's really a stunning facet, and then all the aspects of it, of anthropogenic climate change to the wars to consumerism, all of it being tied to this one core problem is the use of fossil fuels, and now the immediacy of the situation where we need to basically be 100% off fossil fuels as of yesterday, ideally. It's really a remarkable phenomenon, and certainly a unique time in history where all these problems being related to a single cause.
KABU would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was donated by Eclectic Kitchen at 4936 Northeast Fremont Street, serving comfort food 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday. Lunch was provided by Taqueria Los Gorditos at 1212 Southeast Division, offering meat, vegan, and vegetarian breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Dinner was provided by Yen Ha, a Vietnamese restaurant and lounge at 6820 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, 7 days a week.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KABU Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, so we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories here at 503-231-8032. Ask for extension 203. Our production team for tonight's newscast has been Jamie Haddad, John Shuck. The producer is Sam Bowman. Our engineer, holding all of this together, is Matthew Olson. The KABU Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Robert Barncourt.
And I'm Jamie Haddad. Coming up after this broadcast, it's Rose City Native Radio at 6, followed by a very special production of the Indigenous Power Hour instead of Hard Knock Radio. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, it's news and public affairs all day. At 7, hear Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on Positively Revolting Talk Radio, hosts Ani and Lynn speak with historian Peter Linbaugh on the radical history of May Day and his book, The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day. At 9, Paul Rowland speaks with Reverend Billy of the Church of Stop Shopping about his book, The Earth Wants You. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:30, we hear a talk by author, activist, and journalist and radio host David Swanson on War is a Lie. At noon, we speak with Peter Wilcox about Greenpeace Captain, My Adventures in Protecting the Future of Our Planet. At 1, Naomi Klein speaks on transitioning on climate justice. At 3, Lisa Loving speaks with activist, journalist, and writer Dahel Jamer about war, peace, and climate disruption. At 4, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 5, it's the KBOO Evening News. And at 6, Bread and Roses presents a powerful, emotional, and informative conversation about human sex trafficking and modern day slavery. Good night, Robert.
Good night, Jamie.
Good night, Matthew.
Good night, Matthew.
Well, here you are listening to a member drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers here at KBOO work hard every weekday to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. But now, it's time for you, the listener, to do your part. Joining us is Jenna to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Well, thanks, Robert. That's right. You're listening to the Spring Membership Drive during the evening news here on KBOO. You can become a member of KBOO today by dialing 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And we'd like to give a big shout out to all those people who took us up on our offer and became members of KBOO. Online, we have Maya from North Portland, who says KBOO really comes alive for her after 8 p.m. She's only 2 more hours away. Thank you, Maya. We have Sonia from Northeast Portland, who loves Democracy Now! And our many other wonderful programs. Thank you, Sonia. We have Elena from Rochester, New York. That's right, my online people who listen to the KBOO online at kboo.fm. Thank you, Elena from New York. That's right, all the way out to the East Coast. We be reaching across the country, you guys. Faye from Southwest Portland, local. Tom from North Portland. Go, Tom. Thank you, Tom. And Sean from Southeast Portland, who says, this station enriches my life, and it's time to start giving back a little. Thank you very much, Sean. Woohoo! Yeah, we're still only on Thursday. We still got a few days left of the Spring Membership Drive, so you've got a few days that you can call in and give, but why wait till the end of the drive? Why not call today? It's Thursday. It's our last Thursday of the drive. You can start off your weekend by, you know, feeling good, saying, starting off your weekend, how great would that feel to be like, wow, last weekend I wasn't a member of KBOO, but this weekend, now I am. I can become a member of KBOO today, and it doesn't take a lot. We love those members who can just come in and give us like a dollar. Like just a minute ago, we had a man literally come in here to make his donation. We love that. Or maybe you can give a little bit more. Maybe you can give $5 a month, or maybe you can give $10 a month. We always say, if you can give a little bit every month, maybe just 1 hour of your wages each month, that we would absolutely love that. You know, you want to support the evening news. You love the evening news. You just finished listening to that. If you just we're paying attention to who your anchor was. It was Robert. And Robert is an amazing anchor because he has been with us here on the news for 10 years. That's how dedicated Robert is to the evening news, the whole evening news family. Absolutely love it. And if you support KBOO, let me tell you why you should support the evening news especially, why you should really appreciate the evening news. Here at KBOO, the newsroom is really the heart of KBOO. It's where most of the volunteers learn the skills that allow them to produce all those shows that you love here on KBOO. If you were just listening to the promos, The promos that were just done by Jamie talking about everything that's going to be on tomorrow, you hear the diversity of the programming, and that all starts in the heart room of the heart of the newsroom here at KABU. People learn how to anchor, do audio production, all that good stuff. So show your support for KABU today, 877-500-526. Show that appreciation for people-powered radio, 877-500-5266.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 2016 May Day Rally and March. Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. will be the rally at the South Park Blocks at Southwest Park and Salmon, and 4 o'clock the march will start. May Day is a day of celebration and struggle. Since 2006, this day of action has also focused on the relationship between worker rights and immigrant rights. This year's march and rally will serve as a vehicle to promote the themes of resistance to capitalism, international solidarity, and respect for workers and oppressed groups within this society and the world. Again, that's the 2016 May Day Rally and March, Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. at the South Park Blocks, Southwest Park and Salmon in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KABU would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was donated by Eclectic Kitchen at 4936 Northeast Fremont Street, serving comfort food 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday. Lunch was provided by Taqueria Los Gorditos at 1212 Southeast Division, offering meat, vegan, and vegetarian breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Dinner was provided by Yen Ha, a Vietnamese restaurant and lounge at 6820 Northeast Sandy